WTOP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate passes a bipartisan $4.6 billion emergency funding bill for the care of families and unaccompanied children who cross the border with Mexico.
On this vote, the yeas are 84 and the nays are 8. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill, as amended, is passed.
Earlier, the senators rejected a similar House-passed bill in favor of their measure, which has fewer restrictions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wants some changes to the Senate measure before she will be supported in a final vote in the House. Without them, she says it will not pass the House. Pressure is growing on Congress and the president to agree on the funding before the Senate and House members take their 4th of July break in a few days. Two U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. The U.S.-led coalition in Kabul provided no further information, but a U.S. official later said the two died a gunshot wound sustained during combat while on a joint patrol with Afghan forces. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was in Kabul yesterday, tells reporters,
"My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families, and for all the soldiers that were around them."
The date has been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to appear before two House committees about his Russia report. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn with further details.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says former special counsel Robert Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but agreed to honor their subpoenas. There will be two hearings back-to-back, and lawmakers will also meet with Mueller in a closed-door session. The committee leaders say they wrote Mueller, "The American public deserves to hear directly from you about your investigation and conclusions."
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 10. This is AP Radio News. President Trump renews his attacks on Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell, telling Fox Business Network,
"He's a guy, nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him, and he wants to show how tough he is, okay? Let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job."
Powell took over as chairman in February 2018. As the board kept raising interest rates last year, Trump increased his criticism of it and Powell. The president has complained last year's four rate increases caused a stock market slide in December. He insists he has a right to demote or fire Powell, something legal experts dispute. NASA is to open some of the moon rock samples that have been sealed since the last lunar mission, Apollo 17 in 1972. Charis Kreischer is lunar sample processor.
"At this point, we can't go back and get any more. There are plans to do so, but this is what we have right now is what we have. So they're very worth being protected."
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Most dog food brands don't really want you seeing how their food is made. Just Food for Dogs is the opposite. They actually invite you in. You can walk into any of their kitchens and see real human-grade ingredients like chicken, beef, carrots, and peas being prepared right in front of you. It's real food made in real kitchens. Nothing is hidden behind labels. And that kind of transparency says a lot. Nothing to hide, everything to love. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.